All right, so I'm joined on the line by Deborah Stevens, the director of the Pontiac Continuing Education Center, to talk a little bit about some classes that they have coming up later this year. Deborah, how's it going?
It's been doing great, Caleb. Thanks so much for calling. This is great.
No worries. So can you tell me a little bit about these? They're conversational French classes, I understand?
Yeah, they are. So the vision for the center is that we have like academic and vocational courses that run through the day. But in the evenings, our vision is that we would have more and more classes and just interest classes and things for the public in the evenings. So the conversational French is kind of our first foray into that. So it is just that, like there isn't an academic accreditation that goes with it. It really is just for people to be able to come into a safe environment with other people who have a common interest in just wanting to better their conversational French skills. So we have varying levels. So we have certainly beginner level. And then for people who are a little bit more than beginner, we do have some intermediate levels that will be happening too. But it is, anybody can be there. It's like age limit is no issue at all. We have folks that are quite young that are just wanting an opportunity to come and practice their French and get more comfortable with it. And we have seniors who are saying, you know what, I'd actually really like to be able to understand a little bit more about what's going on and be able to communicate a little bit better in French. So everyone is welcome.
And are these French classes just to start, or is there other sort of vocational evening classes that you guys are offering as well?
Well, for right now, we've started with the French. What I would like to do is to open up the center to the public, to the community, and tell people that if they have courses they would like to be able to give. So like there are people who maybe want to do some art classes, or maybe there's people who want to do knitting, or, you know, any other sort of general interest stuff. If they want to come and use my space at the center, like I said, that's the vision, is we use it during the day and then the public can use it in the evening. So if they have an idea for a course that they would like to offer, they should definitely give me a call and we can chat about that, because my goal is to be able to, like I said, just have that space as a real community space in the evenings. So this is our first foray into us doing it, but I know I already have lined up for the fall someone who's going to be coming in and doing some yoga and meditation classes in the evening, and who knows what else. So I'm kind of excited about the possibilities for that.
That's interesting. And to just jumping back to the French courses there, can you talk a little bit about the cost and also the time and length?
Yep. So it's each class is 30 hours long. So it's going one evening a week for the fall, right up to just the end of November, start of December. We'll start as soon as Shovel Fair is over, we will start that week and go right through until sort of Christmas time, just December time. So it's 30 hours of instruction. It's a pretty good rate. It's $110, and that includes a book as well. For people who are returning, they've already done part of that course, and they already have the book, then it's $80 for those folks.
And if anyone's looking for more information on how to get involved here, how would they go about doing that?
So there is I have a person who works with me on this. Her name is Chantal Champagne. So there is an email address that they can email her. If they prefer to do it that way. I know that for some of our folks, they don't necessarily like to operate by email. So our center will be open again on the 14th of August. So if they want to just call the center at 819-647-5605, then my secretary will be there as of the 14th of August, and she'll be able to give them more information about how to register.
And is there a target or a limit on the size of the classes here as well?
Yeah, certainly we have a capacity for a good size, but certainly somewhere around that 20 mark would be kind of a max size. It's nice to be able to have enough people in a class that we can do some small group conversations. So certainly when it's really small, it's not so great, but we also don't want it to be too large either. So it's nice to sort of have a little group of three, if possible, 3 to 4 people that are able to sort of have a little scenario and have some conversations going We have Greg McIntosh that is back in teaching for us again, and he started this for us last year. I wasn't there last year, but I've heard nothing but wonderful things about Greg, and I know people are really excited about having him back with us again. He brings a lot of excitement and fun to it, and again, it's just about a comfort level that it doesn't have to be perfect. It's just about communicating. So it's about really having people feel more comfortable in using that second language.
Deborah, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for talking with me about this. If there's anything else that you wanted to let our listeners know or anything that we didn't mention here over the past few minutes, I'll give you the last word here.
Well, we certainly have these courses. We are still registering for accounting and secretarial as well. And we do have our personal support worker course that we are registering for also. So again, if they want to call the center after August 14th, 819-647-5605. We can certainly give them more information about that. And of course, our academic classes are running all the time as well. So we've got lots of opportunity for people to come and learn some cool stuff.